to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What's up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome. Episode number 78 of the Left Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. I hope everyone's week is going splendidly. The weather is absolutely fantastic up here in Metro Detroit. Oh, couldn't ask for much more. It's not humid. It's just beautiful out there. Too bad the whole work thing kind of gets in the way of things. All right. If you haven't had a chance yet to check out Tuesday's regular show, had an awesome interview with Brett Moffitt and had fun talking about Daytona, all that good stuff, you do not want to miss that. So if you're seeing this show queued up and you haven't checked out Tuesdays with Brett Moffitt, make sure you go do that. Him and I had a great time talking about his season, his wins, the sponsorship struggles. It was an awesome interview. I really enjoyed that. So make sure you go check that out. Right now, though, Lad Traffic Nation, yes, I am back with another show this week. I'm pulling double duty. That's right. Little extra content bonus show for you guys. Actually, I'm going to have a few extra content shows for you guys over the next few weeks here. If you remember, I had the Michigan show a couple weeks ago. I have this bonus show for you guys. Very good chance of a bonus show next Thursday. I think that's confirmed. Details to follow on Twitter. The Thursday after that, the 26th, is the listener call-in show. And 2 weeks after that, another show from MIS. So you guys are going to have your fill of lap traffic if you want it. You know what? Let me know. Do you guys like the extra content stuff? You know, it's for you guys. So let me know if you like it. All right. Coming up here in just a second, as tweeted out, Mr. Eric Jones will be coming on the show. I had opportunity to talk with Eric during the MIS show. So if you haven't checked that show out, go back, check out episode 72. Tyler Reddick, Brandon Jones, Cole Custer, Matt Tift, and yes, Eric Jones, all on episode 72 for a few weeks back. The MIS show. Sherwin was on there. Yunkers are on there. Go check that out. So I reached out to Eric's people after Daytona, and they got back and said, for sure, call in, do an interview, talk about the win, which is very exciting. And, you know, I wasn't sure how to, you know, I almost did Tuesday's show a day late and had the two interviews. And I'm like, you know what? No. Tuesday's show was already set with Brett Moffitt. Highlighted the show with him, which is cool. And so I thought, why not highlight the Michigan native on a Michigan-based podcast with his own show on Thursday? So that said, without further ado, here we go. All right, Lat Traffic Nation, joining me on the line, driver of the number 20, buyatoyota.com for Joe Gibbs Racing, winner of the Coke Zero Sugar 400. He's from Byron, Michigan, the home state of the Lap Traffic Podcast, making a second appearance on the show, Mr. Eric Jones. Sir, how are you? And congrats, man.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So are you still on cloud nine, or are you eyes forward towards Kentucky now?
Now you're still still thinking about it for sure and still enjoying it, but definitely I've started to focus in on Kentucky a little bit. We'll be rolling there tomorrow, so we got to switch focus here at some point. But right. You know, you definitely take the time to enjoy it and let it sink in a little bit.
Absolutely. So, were you fortunate enough to have any family or friends in Daytona this past weekend, or are you just going to celebrate here at MIS in a couple weeks with everyone?
No, actually, they were all back home, so I'll have to wait till we get back up to Michigan to have some time with them. But definitely excited to get back there and spend some time with all of friends, family, and everybody that watches the races every week and get to enjoy it with them a little bit when we get back home.
That's awesome. So, if I had to guess, outside of winning at MIS, how special was it to have the first win at Daytona?
Well, that was really cool. I mean, that's a big stage to get a win on at any point in your career. And, you know, as a NASCAR driver, you know, one of your tracks you want to win at some point is definitely Daytona. And, you know, to have a win there now, you know, especially making it the first win, it's just a big stage to win on. So I need, and definitely one that, you know, I won't forget for a long time and was it's pretty special to grab the first one there.
That's so cool. All right, so I meant to ask you this when you and I talked at MIS a couple weeks ago. Do you and Brad have a little side bet as to who's going to get the first win at MIS?
I don't, but that's a good one to get going with him. I know we both want to grab a win there. I think he's got an Xfinity win there, but not a Cup win, so it definitely be special to get a win at MIS. I mean, you always want to win at your home track, and that's one that, you know, I've definitely had circled down ever since I started racing Xfinity or even trucks there back in 2016. Yep. So always wanted to win there, and then hopefully can get it knocked out someday.
All right. Well, I tell you what, if I'll be at MIS in August. If by some odd chance you, me, and Brad are walking through the garage at the same time, I'm going to put you guys on the spot.
Perfect.
So I'm sure you've done this a lot, but I'm guessing you don't mind reliving it. Can you walk us through that last couple restarts, maybe even the last one lined up outside of Martin Truex? You had the 37 and 47 trying to make it three wide. Casey kind of fell off the rear bumper of the 78, which really let you get a push from Buescher, and you kind of just broke away.
Yeah, I mean, the last few restarts, we kept cycling up pretty good. We were seventh, and then we were fourth, and got a good shove to Martin there to get us up one and two, and then another caution there, restarting second on the outside. You really can't ask for a much better spot than that on a super speedway. So, you know, we just really are hoping at that point you're going to get a good shove from behind. And unfortunately, on the initial go, Buescher couldn't quite get to our bumper to give us a push, and Casey was able to get to the outside of Martin. But once the 37 got to us, we were able to get back, to the outside of the 95 and get back to the lead and battle with Martin there for a couple of corners. And once we finally got a good shove down the backstretch coming back to the checkers, we were able to get clear and get out front. So that was definitely an exciting couple of laps. I mean, you're in the car, you know, doing all you can on the drafting side of things, trying to side draft and slow Martin down and hoping that, you're not going to get split from behind as well. You're trying to keep an eye out back to make sure those guys aren't trying to get a run to your outside and pass both of you. So there's a lot going on, and, it was definitely a lot of fun to try to keep up with it all.
It was fun to watch it, let me tell you. All right, so some called it the Coke Zero 400, some the Firecracker 400, and others the Crash Fest 400. Talk about how hard it was to stay out of trouble and avoid the melee that went down Saturday night.
It was challenging. You know, we were trying to really kind of lay back and not put ourselves in a position to be in any of those big ones. You know, a lot of the super speedway races that I've ran, we've always tried to charge pretty hard and stay up front and stay ahead of the trouble, but it seems like the trouble finds us up there too. And it did find a lot of people up front Saturday night as well. So, you know, we got pretty lucky to avoid the first big one and got a little bit of damage between the wreck, the 17, the 18, and the 24. But, we got the damage fixed up. We lost a lap doing it, but we ended up getting our lap back there late in the race and getting back through it. But it was definitely a little bit of attrition in there to make through all the wrecks. And I think we were really pretty conservative all night, just trying to lay back and make sure we weren't going to, be caught up in anybody else's mess. And we did an almost perfect job of doing that.
Absolutely. And it's definitely a reaction race, right?
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I mean, you're trying to go with the punches there, and that's what that race is about.
Yeah, no, totally. So lots of chatter about plate racing at intermediate tracks to maybe help spice things up a little bit. There was definitely a lot of positive chatter after the All-Star race that's maybe started to dissipate a little bit after the carnage from Saturday night. What's your take on plate racing and the potential of having plate racing at other tracks outside of Daytona and Talladega?
Well, plate racing is really a whole different animal than anything else we do, and it's a race of everybody's gotten so good at it, at the Cup level, and everybody really knows how to draft really well and how to side draft and how to make your way to the front, how to make moves and how everything works. That, you know, it's its own unique skill set, and I don't know if it's necessarily the thing we need to do all the time. I thought the All-Star race was a good race, an exciting race, and something that was pretty different than what we do normally. But as far as doing that every single week, I don't know if that's exactly the right thing to do. So we'll just kind of have to see how it all goes and play it by ear. But I definitely don't think that's a solution, every week solution.
I am with you 100% there. And like you mentioned, you know, everyone's kind of developed their skill set with Daytona, Talladega, and that's kind of been the trend too at the road courses. You don't have the ringers anymore, and guys are fine-tuning their road course skill, which kind of is what makes Sonoma, Watkins Glen, Daytona, Talladega special. Four races out of 36. You don't want to oversaturate the market with that.
Yeah, I mean, you lose the novelty of them all if you really kind of make all your races, you know, those races. And yep. That's what's cool about those four events is that we don't do much, and it's an exciting thing when we do have those few chances a year to go and show up and put on a totally different show than what we do every week.
Sure. All right, so big win gets you basically a lock for the playoffs and bonus points and removed from the bubble, if you will, in the point standing. So what's the mindset going forward here the rest of the regular season, knowing that stress is off your back there, so to speak?
That's a relief for sure. You know, it gives us an opportunity now to really go and try to earn some stage points and hopefully some playoff points and get ourselves a little bit of a cushion for when the playoffs do start. And obviously a win is a good start to that. You know, automatically there's five playoff points for us and getting ourselves locked in. And, you know, now we just have to get through these next nine races and earn as many points as we can and you know, figure out what we're going to have to do in the first couple of rounds of the playoffs to advance ourselves and make sure we have a solid playoff effort. And, it's exciting, you know, my first playoffs and Chris's first playoffs as well this year. And I think we're both pretty excited to be a part of it and have our shot to go out and chase it down. I thought we were in a good spot that we were going to be able to point our way in if we didn't get a win, but definitely makes you feel a lot better that, you know, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Absolutely. All right, so this week, Kentucky, you got one cup start there, but a few starts in the Xfinity Series with some pretty good results. What are you looking forward to getting to Kentucky this weekend?
Well, Kentucky's been a pretty good place to me for a while. And, you know, overall, I felt really comfortable there. And you know, getting back there, it's a tough track. But, you know, I feel like I know kind of what I need in my race car to get around there. And we've ran well there a few times. So hopefully we just unload well and we're able to make good changes and put ourselves in a good spot to, you know, to have another strong run.
Excellent. All right, Eric, I don't want to take up too much of your time here. I really appreciate this. Tell everyone where they can follow you on social media and give your sponsors a quick shout out.
Yeah, it's just Eric Jones on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, all that. And you can go check that out. Just DeWalt Sports Clips and everybody and Toyota for everything they've done here over the last couple of years and getting myself in position to have a shot to win a cup race and then finally closing out was pretty.
That's awesome, man. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, big thanks to Eric Jones, driver, the number 20 by atoyota.com with Joe Gibbs Racing. Eric, thanks so much for taking some time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to watching in person a couple weeks at MIS, and good luck this weekend at Kentucky.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon. Well, how cool was that? I tell you, it was very exciting to be able to talk to Eric Jones there. One, for a few reasons. One, always cool to talk to drivers so close after their win, which that was just a couple days ago for Eric there. So that's always cool. Get to feel and hear their excitement and passion, and which just gets me really excited too. Also, Michigan native coming on a Michigan podcast. That's awesome, too. So that was really cool. Hope you guys liked that as well. All right. An extra show means an extra chance to plug. So make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. Don't forget, 5,000 followers giving away that wrecked rear quarter panel off the 43 car. I mentioned on Tuesday I'll get a retweet going for that here, and maybe next week or so get another contest going for 3,500 on Twitter to help push us to the 5,000 mark there at some point in time this season, hopefully. Don't forget, if you want a koozie, hit the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Fill out the contact page with your address, and I will get one sent out to you. It's that simple. All right. I posted the show Tuesday this week. Already got a new listener and a new follower signed up to call in for the listener call-in show on Thursday, July 26th. I think I'm up to like five people right now, so I'm looking for maybe one or two more people, make it a nice full show for the first time. If you want to be a part of the All Listener Call-In Show, a little extra bonus show, like I mentioned at the start, July 26th, it's a Thursday, 10-15 minutes, call in, talk. We'll talk about whatever you want NASCAR related. Go to the website, laptrafficpodcast.com, contact page, send me a request, and I will get back with you. And hopefully this thing will be sold out, if you will, in terms of the amount of people that I think will be good for doing this for a first time. So one or two more. So if you're listening to this, you want to be a part of the show, go do that. And I look forward to talking with all of you here next week or so. Just a quick reminder to everybody, we got all three series coming up this weekend with tonight, if you're listening to this on Thursday when I publish it. We got the trucks going tonight, which is very excited. And then next week, the Mud Summer Classic, as I like to call it, Wednesday night at Eldora. Cannot wait to get that one dialed up and watch that. I got my Eldora flag hanging out on the front of the house. I am pumped, very excited for some truck racing on a Thursday and a Wednesday night. And then Friday, Saturday night this week, we get the Xfinity and the Cup guys Friday, Saturday night racing. How awesome is that? It's always a good time. Can't wait to talk about that next week. And yeah, that's going to do it, Lap Traffic Nation. All right, that is a wrap for episode 78. A short one, but a good one. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. A like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. Subscribe and download all that good stuff. Big thanks to Eric Jones for calling in for this special extra content show. Two shows, 1 week. That was fun. Hoping to have someone for the Tuesday show next week. Should have an extra content show for you guys next Thursday. Very unique, something different. Haven't done it before. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. I'm out of here. See ya.